Dear Garrett, I am having a great time in California. Thank you for watching Patamon for me. So far, I have been to...
Hey, Kat.
Uh-huh?
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm recording a letter so that I don't have to do the podcast with you today.
That's not how podcasts work.
Oh.
But also, I'm not watching Patamon. That's with you.
Oh, God, where's Patamon?
I don't know.
Oh, no, it's okay. He is here.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, but Yoli did this.
Well, Yoli doesn't podcast. She's a fictional character. And third thing here. And maybe we should record this episode.
Well, I guess, if I can't record a letter.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work.
Okay.
All right, cool. Hello, and welcome to Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, where I'm Shin Garrett.
And I'm Kit Kat.
And this is episode 102, where we talk about episode 32 of O2 and Datmon.
Wait, 32? I thought we were on 33.
Damn it, we are on 33.
Nice try.
Yeah, I nailed it.
Good job.
Look, I was looking at what the last episode number was, so I could say the right episode number. And then I didn't realize the actual episode we were watching, I need to add one to it, because, you know. I was looking at the page that said 101, so I'm like, okay, I have to say 102.
Sounds but like then, a lot of excuses.
I mean, no, I'm just dumb and can't read and talk.
I feel that a lot.
Big mood.
Yes.
If the kids still say that, I don't know.
You know, I have a lot of 19 to 22-year-olds, and I don't hear them say it, so I'm guessing it must be younger. So I can't really tell you
if okay.
It's popular with the younger kids.
I've only ever heard it on Twitter.
I've heard Rachel say it.
Okay.
But
maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if Rachel still says it, somebody's still saying it.
Yeah. Someone is saying it. Anyway, Digimon.
Digital Monsters.
Yep. So for O2, we watched A Chance Encounter, or in Japanese, because I'm too lazy to get the voice this week. Kyo no Miyako wa Kyo no Miyako. That's it? What? It's just it's like the same thing twice.
Well, it says the alternative title in English is Miyako in Kyoto today, so maybe that's...
Maybe that's how the Japanese language works. But it says, Kyo no Miyako wa Kyo no Miyako.
I think it means Miyako of Kyoto, but I don't know what wa means.
I don't know.
Let me put this in the thing and see what the hell it says.
We did it.
Okay, right now it's translating from Japanese to Spanish. That's not what I was after. It says, today's Miyako is the capital of Kyoto. I don't think that's right.
All right. In the end, it somehow works out.
Cool. Yeah, it's something like that.
Cool. All right. So do you want to tell me about O2 or do you want to tell me about Atmon?
Neither. You can do both. That's
not how that works.
Okay, well, I'll do O2, I guess.
Okay.
So... Digi, I see. Digi, I hear. Digi, I tell you about this. It doesn't work if I do it to myself.
I mean, it could. You just gotta try hard enough.
Okay, well, anywho. Yoli is in Kyoto. And, she's having a fine time. And she gets to write a letter home. And then...
it's an email, not a letter.
Whatever. And Black War Greymon appears. with some weird things trailing him that are apparently other Digimon. And then in the real world, and Yoli is like, what is happening? And the other kids are like, just watching while Blackwar Greymon destroys another Destiny Stone. And then Blackwar Greymon and his little friends are in the digital world, excuse me, the real world, for like quite a while, marching around. And then Yoli like attacks them and they attack her. And then she meets Sora's dad and Joe's brother. And then they drive her around, and then Hawkmon catches up with her. I have a lot of questions about this episode. And then, yeah, and then Blackwar Greymon eventually just, like, disappears back to the digital world. And Sora's dad has a bunch of theories about what's happening. And then Yoli gets back to her group in time to go home and not be stranded in Kyoto.
Yeah. That works out, I think. That sounds about right.
Good, because that's the episode I watched, so if it wasn't that, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was about right. There's some gaps, but we'll fill them in.
Right, I mean, that's the idea. At first, I didn't know why she was emailing Izzy specifically, like, why she wasn't telling everyone. But then I realized it's because he was watching Poramon for her.
Was it Izzy or was it Ken?
I thought she was writing to Izzy.
I don't know. I guess I wasn't actively paying attention to who it was. I just assumed it's Ken because I'm like, oh yeah, they get married in the future. That checks out.
Well, no, it's Izzy because he gives Ken Poramon to give to Yoli. Yeah, there was like an exchange about that.
Yes, you are correct. Okay. I double checked just now.
And you win. Yay, me. There's this whole part where Poramon's tired and they're talking about how when the Digimon stay in the real world for a long time, they are having a hard time trying to exist in this world. And then also when they're away from their partners, they get more tired. And I wish they would have fleshed that out a little more because I don't quite understand what's happening.
I mean, same. This episode's, like, weirdly, like, continuity heavy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Which is interesting for Digimon.
Although, then Poramon gets back to his partner and he's fine again. So I don't know if they're, like, sapping these children of their life strength and, like, they're all gonna die early now because of that.
Well, no. I think it's established that the Digivice takes care of the stuff that needs to happen.
So it's like if you have your Tamagotchi and you accidentally forget it in your pair of shorts or whatever, and then like 4 days later your mom brings it to you from the laundry, like, you can't put this through the washer, and you're like, well, I know that. I didn't know I left it in my pants. And then the battery's dead?
Yeah. Or just the device is wrecked at that point if it went through the washer, because generally electronics and washers don't mix.
Well, maybe it got caught before it went in the washer.
I mean, maybe, but that's not how you sold me the original story.
No, I said, this can't go through the washer. Like, mom caught it before. Whatever. It's fine. You should just put it in rice. It'll probably survive.
Maybe.
I've had some devices actually survive considerable water logging, and I was quite proud of them. Like, you are a good device. Look at you surviving.
And then did you apologize for dropping it in water?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, that's good.
Yes, and then I was extra nice to it after that because I'm...
How many of them were your phone?
Of the devices I'm thinking of, one.
Okay.
It was one phone, one Game Boy... One something else. The hell is the other thing? Oh, one of the people I tutor, I bought him a coffee and he was excited to show me something on his computer. So he pushed it back toward me and the coffee was behind the laptop. And so it spilled all over my laptop. which isn't water exactly, but it is also terrifying because I don't have insurance on this laptop.
I mean, isn't coffee mostly water?
Yes.
I mean, coffee is really just flavored water.
Yes. Well, this was like a latte type of dealio, so it was...
All right, well, that changes things.
Sticky and gross, and yeah, I was very... I was, like, trying not to be upset. I'm like, no, it's fine. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Just shut up and tell me about your thing, because otherwise I'm going to cry.
But, so Digimon.
Digital monsters. Yeah, I also really didn't like the dialogue changes in the dub. They really made Ken seem dumber and Izzy seem like more of a jerk, and I just didn't like it all around.
There's some things I couldn't even follow in this up. Like, at the end, Ken's like, "What? Why are you telling me this?" And I...
In the sub, you mean? Or the
yeah,
dub?
Yeah, in the sub.
I mean, I thought it made sense. Ken's like, okay, cool. Why did we have this conversation? I don't understand what's happening. Which is fair. I think Ken's just too dumb and polite to know better.
Like, I didn't get what the answer was.
Because that's when Izzy's like, well, when I was... in the digital world, I had theories, and so I'm trying to figure out more about my theories, and I need to know what happened to you.
I don't know if I buy that answer.
But that's what Izzy says.
Like, but I don't know if that's an answer more than just avoiding the question.
No, he's saying, like, I'm just trying to verify my hypothesis.
I mean, I guess, but, like, why wouldn't they have this conversation with the other kids, too?
Well, because he was asking Ken about how he ended up in the digital world, because it sounds like Izzy's theory is that the other kids got the fancier Digivice because he got the fancier Digivice. So he's trying to figure out, like, who got it first? How did that happen? It's like an epidemiologist. He's tracing it back to patient zero.
Okay. But they're doing it wrong, because they're not talking about the Rio games.
Well, maybe he didn't play the Rio games, so now he's trying to figure out what was before this.
So that was their perfect chance to like, put that in there and do that, and they just didn't.
Are you sure they even know about the Rio games? Maybe they don't.
I'm 90% sure that they do, considering it's canon to O2 and takes place before O2.
Well... I thought the worst line of this whole thing was where Ken is saying why he is not surprised that this happened to him. And he says, I always got the short end of the wishbone at Thanksgiving. Ugh. Ugh.
10 out of 10 dub joke.
Ugh. No. 0 out of 10 dub joke. I did not like it at all. And usually I lightly chuckle at the jokes in the dub. Bad. I have other questions. So, like, Black War Greymon is leading his parade through Kyoto, but who are these other Digimon behind them, and how does Ken know to tell Stingmon that they're not Control Spire Digimon? Like, and if they aren't, why are they following Black War Greymon? Where did they come from?
Well, Arokenimon hasn't made a Black Tower Digimon in a while, so it's probably a safe assumption.
So they're just making assumptions.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you want to be safe than sorry, because if you kill a Digimon in the real world, they're dead forever.
Well, I mean, Ken seems to think no matter where you kill them, it's a sin, so...
Even though he's seen the process of rebirth through Digimon eggs.
Maybe he's, like, not a huge fan of, baby Wormmon, and that's his thing is, like, oh, they get really gross. Like, you just don't, you know, ugh.
But then he evolved, and he's not that anymore.
That's true. Although he was back to his, like, weird-looking
his pinecone form.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Yeah, so I was also wondering if the fact that they're quote-unquote real Digimon is why they're all in these, like, cocoons of darkness, while Blackwar Greymon is just Blackwar Greymoning his way through the world.
Distortions.
They're all, like, wearing giant bags, and then they, like, cut them and come out of them when they want to fight with Yoli.
Yeah, the distortion is the bag.
Yeah. And then Ken, like, so, Yoli's
are you talking about how he comes out of the water and, like, how? Like, where was the computer
yes.
there?
Yes. Yeah, there's no computer. There's just a big, round, yellow spot, and then he goes back into that spot. So I'm assuming they're saying that, like, the, the connection. I assume they're saying that the connection between the digital world and the real world is, like, stronger in Kyoto, which is what Sora's dad keeps saying. And so that's why, like, there's a wear spot or something where it's real close, and that's what Ken's using to get through. So, like, it must have been that they were in the digital world and he saw Blackwar Greymon and his party people go through. And so he was like, oh no. And so he goes through and it pushes him through that part.
Maybe.
That's what I was assuming happened, but they didn't actually show it. So Ken just shows up out of nowhere with no digi-device. With a laptop, and I couldn't do it.
There was just a laptop underwater.
That's, yeah, definitely gonna need some rice.
You know, blah 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 distortions, blah 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 Kyoto, blah 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 works.
About that.
That's about how the episode goes.
And then Ken gives super great directions. He's just like, Yoli, here's Poramon. Okay, bye. Do what you need to do or something. I forget what the hell he says. Like, you know, have fun storming the castle. Like, just no direction whatsoever.
Well, he's got to go back and Geograss with Davis to fight Araukenimon and Mummymon.
I guess. They don't even finish fighting them. They aren't, like, they don't squash her. They just, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, who in their right mind attacks a spider and then just lets it go? Like, I can't sleep if there's... Well, that's a lie, because we have a... I don't know if you want to call it friend spider, but it's Daddy Longlegs, so no, it's not going to hurt anybody in the corner of our house. But when we have these, like, terrifying, like, killer spiders, giant, like, terrifying spiders, and I have a problem with spiders, but even Abraham is like, that's scary. Creepy looking spiders. If I lost one in the house, I wouldn't be sleeping in the house anymore.
You'd, like, probably be burning down the house.
I don't own this place, so probably not, because, yeah. But I mean, yeah, like, no, that's not. And they just let her go, and she's like the biggest, worstest spider of all.
I mean, they weren't winning, per se. And then when they got that far, they had to talk about the morality of killing a Digimon.
I guess.
Remember that? Remember the time they could have just won?
Ah, yes. Of those, there are many. It's frustrating. Also, either Yoli's dad or Joe's brother owns a yellow VW bug.
It's Sora's dad, not Yoli's dad.
Oops, whichever. Now he's Yoli's dad. He's had more screen time with her. That's her dad now.
I think that's the first time we've seen Sora's dad.
Ever. Yeah, def. That's why he's Yoli's dad now. He spent more time
with
Yoli.
We see Yoli's dad.
No. She can have more than one dad, okay? It's 2018.
But it's, like, not 2018 in the show.
It is now. 2018.
No!
Listen, it was, 1 second, I have to see when this book came out. I'm looking at the wrong one. I was gonna say, it was only 2017, Garrett, but then I'm like, oh, no, wait, that's that one. I have the wrong
yeah,
one.
Yeah, try again. Do you need me to do this?
No, I'm doing it.
Only November 19th, 2000, or February 24th, 2001, if you're in America.
Oh, man. 2001. Okay, yeah, no, that's definitely not her second dad. I don't think we were that cool, that tolerant and reasonable in 2001.
All right, good. I'm glad you agreed with what I said.
Although that's probably why her second dad is, like, roaming the country instead of back with his love, Yoli's other dad.
It's not how that works.
Social norms, like, push them apart. People were rude, and so he said, I'm going to go live in this yellow VW bug.
I mean, there's also the stranger danger of Yoli just getting into the car with these other people.
Yeah, she's like, you may have said the name of someone that I know. Let me hop in this. I mean, not even. I mean,
no, she's in the car when she finds that out.
Yeah, she's dumb AF. Like, girl.
They're just like, they come up and they're like, is that a Digimon? And Yuli's like, shit, they know about Digimon.
Right. And she's like, I should go with them so that they know less about Digimon.
Well, because no one else could see the Digimon other than Yoli. So maybe she's just grasping onto the concept that if someone else knows about it, that's better than no one noticing what's going on.
Maybe she was tired of walking. She was like, you have a car? I'll just go with you. It's fine. You're gonna murder me? Not a big deal. At least don't have to walk anymore.
I mean, I think she's slightly better than that. What? Or if she was, she would have been doing it sincerely.
She was sincerely getting in this car to be murdered. I feel like if you had a crest and it was like sincerity or kindness, whatever, you'd just be doing whatever. And I'd be like, Garrett, what are you? And you're like, no, it's fine. I'm doing it with sincerity. You're like, Garrett, not, you can't. And you'd be like, no, it's fine. I'm being very sincere about this.
Like, yeah, wait, that's how that works, right?
No.
Yes, that's exactly how that works.
No.
This is how this works now.
Shoot, what have I done? Because you do have a crest, actually. Now that I do.
It's of kindness, though.
So you're going to do everything kindly.
Yeah. So that means
you're the worst roommate. Someone's going to be like, your roommate's going to be like, hey, Garrett, can you take out the garbage? And you're like, no, I'm not taking out the garbage. And they're like, what? And you're like, no, it's fine, though, because I'm doing it kindly. I'm kindly not taking the garbage out. And they're like, what? That doesn't even... You're like, no, it's fine, because I'm very kind.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, no. This sounds horrible.
This is canon now, in my real life.
Oh, God. Well, your parents are going to hate me now.
Eh, that's fine.
Mom's going to be like, we should go to lunch. She'll be like, I can't. I'm not doing that kindly. And be like, where did this come from? You're like, no, Kat explained it to me. Oh, good. Yes. I also don't understand why Hawkmon tried to attack a monster that was clearly higher power than he was without armor digivolving first.
Because animation.
Well, that was dumb.
We also got to talk about Sora's dad for a second, because Sora's dad explains the concept of Digimon in, like, a sentence.
Cool. Good for him.
Because they're talking about it, and he's like, oh yeah, like, ever since Digimon, Sora's been such a better kid. And it's like, oh, Digimon's a metaphor for growing up. I get this now.
Oh. Well, and then he goes into some stuff about the four gods and Kyoto and how it's closer to the thing and how inanimate objects in the past turned into spirits, so clearly that's what happened to Digimon.
There's a lot of Japanese mythology going on here that I don't know super too much about. I think there was an episode of Kamen Rider Forze where they're in Kyoto and did something with like the four places.
Apparently that's the thing.
And that's the extent of my Kyoto knowledge.
So if you're a ghost or spirit, go to Kyoto and then you'll be able to get out easier. I feel like they shouldn't advertise that. Because, like, what if ghosts are watching Digimon and are like, oh, fuck yeah, let's go to Kyoto.
That's probably fine.
I don't know, man.
They could be good ghosts. You don't know.
I don't know. Maybe they do everything very kindly, but they're not good ghosts.
I mean, if they're doing everything kindly, surely they're fine.
I mean, depends on your definition, I guess. Which, this is like one of those things where they're robots, like, what is that movie? I should know it because it's the Asimov thing. But where the...
iRobot?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
With where... Will Smith?
Yes. Who cares? I mean, I love Will Smith, but like, whatever. It's the movie's the important part of this. But Vicky or whatever her name is, the AI is like trying to get everyone forced into their homes so they could be safe because they keep doing stupid things. And she's doing it very kindly, but they do not like it. So it's not always okay to be doing things kindly.
No, it's fine.
You can be polite and still fuck things up.
But then you're not doing it kindly.
I think you can. I'm sure you can make that happen.
Maybe.
At my first job where I was a telemarketer, my boss said you can tell anyone anything as long as you say it with a smile. And she's not wrong. So I suppose you could do everything kindly.
How did that work over the phone?
You sound like you're smiling. Like, hey, Garrett, how was your day? Oh my gosh, you're like super single. And well, because I was working for a dating service. And, you know.
No, that doesn't sound like smiling.
It doesn't?
No.
I am smiling.
No, I don't believe you.
Oh. Well, everyone else did, so.
Well, apparently everybody else is dumb.
I mean, statistically, if you believe in IQ, half of the population is below average, so.
I guess that's not false.
Although, I mean, IQ is modified to, like, specifically created to fit.
Okay. We get it. We don't need to take this tangent.
I have two more comments about the sub. One of them is that the music in the sub when Yoli is following the Digimon parade is very 70s, and I truly enjoyed it.
Are you a lost soul? Are you secretly a child of the 70s?
Def not. No, I hate a lot of things about the 70s, but okay. For some reason that music was really good.
Okay, hate the 70s, like the 70s sounding thing. Got it.
Yeah. It's like, hate the game, love not the player. That's my... I hate the 70s, not the music.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. So in the sub, whoever was the wonderful person who translated this put up a note at some point about Kirisute Gomen, which is apparently a Japanese expression which refers to a samurai's right to strike at anyone of a lower class who compromised their honor. And I thought that was an interesting concept. I was glad that they put it in there, and I learned something.
There you go. And then we had the ninja fight the samurai.
Yeah.
I was going to be super disappointed if that didn't happen. Like, I saw the samurai, and I'm like, we have a ninja evolution. We better use it.
Well, and I assume that the whole point of that comment was that a ninja is a lower class than a samurai, so that's why he was saying he has a right to hit him because he was being uppity.
Yeah, maybe.
But I also am waiting for the rich people to reinstate that, rather.
That's in the darkest timeline. We're not quite there yet.
Oh, honey.
We're not in the darkest one yet. We're getting there.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not dark. I'm saying it's not the darkest.
Well, they say that it's darkest just before dawn, if you listen to the Mamas and Papas. I think that's the Mamas and Papas. It might be Abba.
Maybe?
I think it's the Mamas and the Papas.
Okay. But it's not the darkest yet, so. I mean, that's also maybe just a bad phrase. There's many possibilities.
It is the Mamas and the Papas.
Okay.
Well, I mean, technically speaking, it's like a chicken and egg thing. So it's dark until it's not, it gets darker until it starts to get lighter. So if you think of dawn as the moment it starts to become lighter it's been getting darker before that. So the darkest is right before it switches to getting lighter. The lowest point of the curve is the last point of the curve that's still going down or up
right
before it switches directions. So the darkest before dawn is true.
Okay, yes. But that doesn't account for the scenario where the darkest point where then the dawn goes through could have gone darker if it just went differently and didn't become the dawn.
Okay. Yay.
So yes, it is the darkest before the dawn, but that doesn't mean it couldn't have gotten more dark before the dawn.
I suppose that's not the way that that phrase is generally used, but yes.
Well, since when are we about generally using things correctly?
Nah, we def don't do that.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to say about this episode?
There's only 5 holy things left. That's probably not good. Distortions came back, and apparently they just do whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like breaking the stones cause distortions, which are bad. This episode kind of kindly weirdly works into Try really well, even though like the O2 kids get completely shafted in that film. Or OVA, I guess it's an OVA because it's like 6 films or whatever. So that's weird that even like the theme of Try about balance and stuff is as far back as in O2.
What does OVA stand for?
Original video animation?
Hmm.
Okay. I don't actually remember. That sounds right because I said it and it sounded good. but could be wrong.
Uh-oh.
You never know. Oh, shit, I was right. Hell yeah.
Nice.
So it generally it's direct to DVD or VHS.
Oh, okay.
So like it's the I don't know where I was going with that. Because it's already the direct-to-DVD, so I can't say it's the direct-to-DVD option of anime. So I guess that doesn't really, like, super work for Try, considering it was, like, however many movies and broken up into episodes and aired, so doesn't really count, but
is Try that thing we watched that one time at, was that Wizard World?
That would have been Asen, but yes. Oh. Yeah, there are 6 Try films. I think I said 6, so I was probably right. Look at me being right for once.
Kindly.
In the most kindly, yep.
Yeah. Jinx, you owe me a waffle.
No, we didn't say it at the same time. A waffle?
Yeah.
All right, I guess.
Thank you kindly. Yay. I'm excited now.
Okay. I don't think I have anything else to say about this episode.
Oh, okay.
There's just like a lot of interesting continuity stuff going on, which is neat. Like, it wasn't a boring filler episode.
I guess the only other thing I have to say is that I don't understand why she left. I guess I understand why she left Poramon in the sense of, like, she didn't want other people to figure out that he was a Digimon, which I also don't quite understand. Like, who cares? Why are you pretending? People have seen them now.
Well, except these people didn't. Oh, yeah. This was kind of like when Tai went back to the real world in that episode of Adventure and he could see the Digimon and no one else could. Same sort of thing.
Yeah, I guess. But
also, counterpoint, like, if those just weren't Digimon, Yoli would have been having some really bad PTSD.
Yes. Psychotic symptoms. It's not. Hallucinations are not fun.
Especially hallucinating Blackwork Greymon, who almost killed you multiple times.
just walking through the city. No, but I meant, like, she could have brought Poramon with her, and I'm assuming the reason she didn't is because she was going to sleep with these classmates of hers in a big room or something.
Right.
And she didn't want them to figure out it's Poramon, but, like, who cares? Why is it... Why do they keep hiding it? It doesn't matter now. People have seen Digimon back when that whole big thing happened. When they saw Digimon, other people have seen them, so what's the big deal?
But that was resolved. So, like... So, if you see a Digimon, people have associated Digimon with bad things happening, right? Because the only other time Digimon came is when, they almost destroyed the world or whatever. And then they were gone. So wouldn't seeing a Digimon be a bad sign?
I mean, even if it was, what are they going to do about it? I mean, I'd just be like, yeah, I got a Digimon.
I mean, what's wrong with keeping it a secret?
Can you watch him for a sec while I go somewhere? Like, feels like it wouldn't be that hard to just tell people. I get hiding it from their parents because their parents are going to be like, panicky about them going somewhere unsafe. But like, your friends should be fine.
I don't know. Teenagers can't keep secrets. Oh, shit. Like, preteens, actually. They're not even teenagers yet.
Do you have anything else to say about this episode?
No.
So the other thing we watched was Apmon. It was episode 33, the senior high school student CEO, Knight and Ryuji appears. I hope I'm saying his name right.
Yeah. And in Japanese, that was your cue to read that.
Oh. Well, okay. Kokosai CEO, Anryuji Nayato Aruwaru.
Good job.
It's interesting that in the kanji, they just write out CEO. I guess that makes sense, but...
Yeah, who knows?
So, you want to tell us about this?
I guess. So, like, the first 5 minutes of this episode is the best part of this episode, because it's Rei and Hackmon doing a heist to steal some data, and it's super cool. But then that happens, and then it's boring for the rest of the episode. So they do that cool part, and then they cut to the secret base, where they're talking about someone who stole a bunch of data, and then Aster's like, I bet it's Rei, and then Ray's like, yep, it's totally me. And they're like, wait, how did you get into this secret base? And he's like, dude, there's entrances everywhere. Which, like, true. So he's like, hey, search engine, I need your help to search for some stuff. We're looking for, like, the most important thing to Leviathan, and they can't figure anything out. It's just boo something. And they make a fart joke, because it's Atmon, and apparently they do that.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, Ari is out going to visit the CEO to, I don't know, do some promotional thing, and the CEO's a dick. And then they're doing like an interview on TV, and he's like, oh, I got this benefactor, he made me super famous, so I didn't really, or super, not famous, successful, which really means I didn't do anything, and, I'm a bad CEO because, like, I caused my business that I inherited to, close and stuff. So, really, it was all the benefactor. Who's Leviathan, by the way? Spoilers. But then he gets fired on air. And then there's a new CEO. And everybody goes to check out this new CEO who comes in from space. And it's this Knight guy. Knight Unryuji or whatever. And he sucks. And he's obviously the new villain. And he's bad. And he appears, and then we get a scene, and we get to talk about the thing that they're trying to find, which is Bootmon. And they also know about all the Apple driver kids, so they're really slacking on resolving that thing, but whatever. And then there's an Ultimate Four of Atmon, which is Biomon, Fakemon, Beautymon, and Charizmon. So they're an old-fashioned D&D party, more or less. And that's pretty much the episode. It's like cool for 5 minutes and then it sucks.
Yeah, although at the very beginning, Rey is like, let's split up. And I'm like, why? You're used, like, you have no protection if something happens and Hackmon's not there. Like, what are you going to do? That's dumb.
But then they pull a heist.
And then he stays in there to get the data, which I understand. And when he goes outside, all those guns are trained on him. And he's basically like, hold on while Hackmon evolves so that he can murder you all. So I don't know what's wrong with them. They clearly do not know how to do their job.
You're invincible during stock footage.
Because nothing can change?
Because, I don't know. I'm going to assume because stock footage just slows down time.
Well, they also, then they're shooting at Hawkmon and not Rey, which is like, hello, Rey is the one who is calling the shots, more or less. It makes more sense to murder him.
It's fine.
If you say so.
It's fine because it's the cool part of the episode.
Well, and then, yeah, like you said, there's more fart jokes when they find it. I don't know, is that a thing in Japanese that they think farts smell like, sound like boo? That's not what my farts smell like, sound like, whatever.
I don't know.
Those things.
I don't know. One does not understand Astra.
It's true. There's a lot of English written in this episode.
Is there? I guess it's a lot of business stuff, so maybe business stuff is written in English?
Yeah, when they're looking at when we're seeing the footage of the security cameras and Hackmon's making it so Rey is, like, able to enter, it says relevant in green, as though, like, okay, instead they say relevant, which I thought was interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then all the old people on the list that he's stolen, it says Deadwood on all of them.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, who knows what that means? I don't know what that means. Hopefully they'll explain it to us.
Well, maybe they mean Deadwood like they're going to cut it off. They don't.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Murder list.
Isn't there like a Sunday comic strip called Deadwood or something close to it?
I mean, there's Torchwood.
No.
But I don't know.
Torchwood's not very good.
Ooh, shots fired.
I mean, I don't think that's a controversial opinion.
I don't know. I don't think I ever watched it.
Like, Torchwood is Doctor Who with, like, an R rating. And they did it just for the purpose of it having an R rating, so it doesn't use it for anything interesting. I think, like, the first episode is about, like, an alien transmitted by, like, sex or something.
Oh, good times.
So, again, it's, like, it's edgy for the sake of being edgy.
I super don't like this Knight kid.
Yeah. There's only one person allowed to be named Knight, and that's Michael Knight.
Well, this Knight kid, I like his eyes, though. He's got pretty eyes.
Yeah, but, you know, he doesn't have a cool talking car.
Right. Well, yeah. And he comes in to show up
from space,
introduce himself from space, and then, like, jumps out of the spacecraft and, like, does flips and whatever. And it's like, ooh, exciting.
Yeah.
He has a jetpack, right? I think he has a jetpack.
Yeah, he also has a jetpack. He has this dumb line about the future.
Yeah. And I feel like this is what, like, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos want to be like, what they wish they were like, and what they pretend like they're like, is these, like, you know, cool, edgy, like,
you know, this checks out, because I instantly wanted to punch him in the face.
Yeah, I know. But they're too chicken and old to do this, which is good, I feel, because although they might accidentally kill themselves trying, so that would also be okay.
Yeah, I hate Knight. He's dumb. And of course, everybody loves him right away.
As soon as he starts... Oh, go ahead.
Except, like, Rey and surprisingly Ari.
Well, I think Ari is now, like, wary of CEOs. She's like, oh, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know when you see somebody doing things like that, that their workers are probably all dying from not having health insurance and, like, not the police not following safety laws and whatever.
Yeah. And he's dumb.
Yeah. Well, he's a villain.
Yeah.
There was one interesting thing about... Also, I was kind of like, ugh, this is so annoying with these four Digimon of the Apocalypse or whatever.
I mean, but they're like a D&D party.
I mean, sure,
one's named Charismamon. He's literally the bard of the group.
I mean, you don't know that.
Really? Really? The one with charisma is not going to be the bard?
But I
mean, what else are they going to be? Well, I guess they could... Warlocks use charisma as their modifier, right?
Boy, I don't know. I haven't been a warlock in a while. I feel like yes.
Like, that sounds right.
Well, what's Biomon, then?
Biomon's the fighter.
Okay. Fighter. Fakemon's the rogue.
Yep.
What's Beautymon?
The cleric.
Clerics aren't concerned with their beauty. Their stat, main stat is wisdom.
Yeah, but like, you know, like the standard like cleric is like the angelic figure.
Angelic doesn't have to mean beautiful. In a lot of the Old Testament, angelic means horrifying and don't look at it because you'll die out of fear.
All right, well, we're not in the Old Testament time. We're in 2016
time. I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
It's darkest before the dawn.
Did you say 2016?
Isn't that when the Satmon episode came out?
Oh, I thought you meant right now, and I was
like... Oh, no, it came out in 2017, so I guess the world was already pretty awful by then.
But when they were introducing these, it was interesting because he gives a, you know, little definition for each one while they show their cool drawings that they made. And I'm wondering if this line was translated incorrectly, but it said the Pierrot of lies and falsehoods, the master trapper of the internet. But a Pierrot, I think they meant pirate, the pirate of lies and falsehoods, because a Pierrot is a stock pantomime character that's like a sad clown, and it's usually kind of like the author Mary suing themselves into the story, but they don't do nothing good ever happens to them and that kind of stuff. So I don't think that's what they meant.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, I mean, a pirate of lies and falsehoods, that makes sense to me. But the Pierrot does not make sense to me. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, actually. I can't speak French. It might be Piro.
I mean, also same. Can't speak French.
Sorry, French people, for my ignorance.
Also, I'll apologize for my cleric beauty mind thing, because really, that was kind of maybe a little bit sexist. And by a little bit, I mean it was.
Shame on you.
I know, right? I'm admitting it, though.
That's true.
I mean, that's also the stereotype.
I know. So women always have to be healers. Which, I mean, I feed right into that stereotype, but...
So, maybe, like, maybe a bad thing, but...
Maybe they're all Bishojin, though. Could be Bishojin.
Maybe. We didn't really get to see him fully.
No. I hope that's the case. I hope he is, like, the prettiest man.
Well, I'm about to find out. No, nope, nope. Want to guess who was exactly right?
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, you're getting spoiled for this.
Sexism is the worst. All right, let's stop watching this show. And we'll
So there you go. That's what Beautymon looks like.
Uh-oh, hold on. My mouse doesn't want to work. Ah!
So, is there anything you want to tell me about being right?
You are it. You are the thing of what you speak. This is not even that pretty, though. This is just like boobs in a dress.
It's like 100% cleric.
Boobs in a dress. That's some dumb. I'm not happy now.
This is like 1000% cleric.
Forget these people. At least be original. At least don't... Whatever.
I mean, I suppose it's maybe slightly more Valkyrie than cleric, but it's right there. I kind of hate that I'm right.
I hate that you're right also. Not because of you, but because of what that means for the universe. One more stupid thing. And they even have like this stupid like girly pink ribbon shit, which is completely unnecessary.
Yep. But like mace, shield, armor, dress.
So dumb.
All right. Hang on. Positive things though. The armor is covering her entire body.
I mean, you still have room for her boobs. Like, very clearly, she got boobs.
Yeah, at least there's armor covering it, though.
This is very, like, Fate's Day Night, though, I feel like.
I don't know how Fate that is.
Well, with the, like, weird little metal skirt thing.
Oh.
I'm probably wrong because I don't actually watch that.
But. I'm actually looking at the rest of these now. Biomon's probably not the fighter. Yeah, he doesn't look like a fighter. I don't know what he is, but...
Oh, I think the pink might be her hair for Beautymon, or its hair. We don't actually know what its gender is. Oh yeah, I think it is. I thought they were ribbons, but I think that's its hair.
Maybe. Who knows?
Now I'm jealous, because I want pale pink hair super hardcore.
Is it? I thought her hair was blonde.
Well, I don't know. On my monitor, it looks light pink.
It's pretty, like blonde. She has pink, like, ribbon things.
Okay, so I'm thinking the pink ribbon things.
Oh, the ribbon things are the hair, and then the other things are just wings?
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, you know what? That's maybe valid.
I'm salty.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just tired of that.
I think Fakemon's the mage. Cause he kinda looks like a jester.
So this, I don't know, felt like a 2-minute episode of actual content.
Hang on, I'm looking up Charismamon. I need to know what they look like.
Okay. Waiting.
I need to know what all of these look like now. All right. I want to revise my D&D party makeup. Beautymon stays the cleric because I unfortunately am right. However, Charismon is now the paladin. Fakemon is the warlock or sorcerer, one of the two. And Biomon's probably the rogue.
Interesting. Wait, so what's Fakemon, did you say?
Fakemon is the warlock or sorcerer.
Interesting.
But yeah, Charismon's definitely a paladin. But yeah, there's a lot of filler in this episode. It's just like, the point of this episode was there's a new CEO and he's the villain.
Yeah, I mean, it was basically like introducing him. He's replacing an asshole. He's still an asshole.
Yeah. I don't think I have anything else to say about this episode.
Yeah, I don't either.
There was this bit, so like, do like all of the idol girls like have the same undercover look? Because they all like wear the glasses and everything.
Oh, I meant to make a comment about that actually. I was like, they're all in the Clark Kent School of Identity Hiding.
Like, what if just, like, the idol group has a rule for, like, your undercover look?
Probably.
Which then, would that really be undercover if then it could be figured out that everybody is undercover the same way?
No.
Yeah.
But I don't think they realize that yet.
Yeah. So you can find the show on the internet at goingdigitalpodcast.com, where there's links to all of the things, Twitters, emails, other things that aren't those two. I think that's it. You can listen to my other show, Journey Through DuckCast, at journeythroughduckcast.com. Yeah, I think that's it for, like, website stuff.
Cool.
Haiku me.
Okay. 100 guns trained.
Oh, wait. Hang on. Before you haiku me, what episode did you like better this week?
You know, for all its faults, I still think I like the Apmon episode better.
Okay. I will respectfully disagree. I think the O2 episode was better.
I just liked the visual elements of the Apmon episode better. I agree that the plot was garbage, but...
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. Haiku time?
Yes.
Okay. 100 guns trained, sitting polite, so stupid. Thank you for waiting.
Okay. Into it. The Digievolution is kindly. And good time.
And goodness.
And stop.